Are you ready? Indianapolis. The time has come. The bell has rung. Get in your seats for School Talk. I'm your host, and my name is Emerson. This is School Talk. You have tuned to the right station at the right time. Sometimes we make the wrong decision, and that decision can change our lives forever. Today you will make another decision. So make the right move and jump on the bus. Here it comes. Woo! School Talk has arrived. Come on, let's go. On School Talk, we deal with issues. Issues that involve you, the student. Issues that involve you, the parent. Issues that involve you, the teacher. So get your pen or your pad or your personal planner. We're going to take notes. There will be a test. This is School Talk.
Take your seats and get ready. School Talk is in session. My name is Emerson, once again, for the 1,214th time and a half in the You're not, but welcome to the main lines. Call 244. I got a phone call. You can call me anytime you want to. 244-9234. Email schooltalk1@yahoo.com. Welcome to the big shoe. Welcome to School Talk on Giant 90.9. And I get excited when certain individuals make visits to the school and stop in, and when they get on my schedule, I get real purple proud.
Well, thanks, Emerson. I didn't know you felt that way about me.
See, every time I take it serious, you walk in. I can't stay serious, Mr. Easter.
I'm sorry. Come on. No, you're not.
No, you're Mr. Easter.
There's just a tear in your
eyes. Oh, there's just a voice. Oh, welcome. We're going to have an awesome time.
You know why I'm here today.
It's good.
Today is the first day of spring. It's the last day of school for our students before spring break. And everybody's bracket last night was blown up. That's why Mr. Easter's our producer today. Because I'll tell you what, people were up watching basketball last night. UAB completely destroyed everybody's brackets. We just have students that weren't able to make it in.
At Iowa State to the championship game.
Hey, wait a minute. Coach Hunter. Hey.
Yeah, how about
Coach
that?
Hunter. Yeah.
Now, that was cool.
Yeah, Coach Hunter.
That was really cool.
How about
Georgia State.
Georgia State?
Georgia State, yeah.
And, you know, the last time I mentioned this on Facebook and Twitter, I said last time I saw R.J. Hunter playing live in person, he was retiring Ben Davis with about 39 points in that Southport sectional down there. You know, Coach Hunter falling off the chair. You know, that will now survive forever on the One Shining Moments.
A chair in the positive way. Yeah.
Well, not to mention that was his son that shot that winning basket. So.
Exactly. Well, you heard the voice. Exciting. You heard the voice. You already know. Superintendent's in the house. But what you might not know, he first became an educator in 1992 when he began a teaching career in Prairie Central High School in Fairbury, Illinois.
Go Hawks.
Now, Dr. Buss has been quoted as saying, I quote this, and he's standing right here, "I could not have imagined, after many wonderful opportunities as a teacher, athletic director, principal, and assistant superintendent, that I would be serving this wonderful community as only the fifth superintendent in the MSD of Wayne Township." Well, Dr. Buss, let me say it here live on radio. I can't imagine you not being here. Because that don't make no sense if you wasn't here. That would just blow my mind. I might throw an afro.
It don't make no sense.
Y'all know I ain't got no hair. And I pull your pants up anyway. Dr. Butts, welcome. Welcome back. I just love when you make a trip to Wayne Township. Because you're always in Wayne Township. You don't ever go home. You got a bed here in the radio station. But welcome to Giant 90.9 School Talk.
Thank you, Emerson. I'm so excited to be here. And thank you for that introduction. I am very proud to be the fifth superintendent in Wayne Township's history. And, you know, this is probably one of the most exciting times for Wayne Township for all of us. We've been working with our strategic plan group. And I had a chance yesterday or Wednesday, I think it was Wednesday maybe, to talk to our 40 West Business Association and our that group of individuals has been working for a long time on economic development here on the West Side and has really been working on, by the way, if you're interested in the West Side cleanup, that's coming up here on April the 5th, And if you're interested in doing that, make sure to contact the Community News or Westside 40 West Business Association. There'll be cleanup going on. I know we've got some students that are going to be doing some cleanup with that as well. Just a shameless little plug for our community activities going on. But, you know, we've got a lot of great things happening. We've seen some great success with the school district, great success in our community. Our Chamber of Commerce is growing each and every year. There's businesses that are joining that and getting really excited about economic development here on the West Side. I know you've had Representative Macer in here who's been working hard with...
She's got a cot, too.
She does, with Rick Proctor. Rick Proctor's been very active in developing a community development corporation here on the West Side. And, of course, we know that the airport with Executive Director Mario Rodriguez is doing a great job with getting properties back on our tax rolls. And you know what? Even in this legislative session, Senator Mike Young has a bill that will pass through some of the revenue from the TIF district. We have six different TIF districts in the airport that are helping to pay off the United Maintenance Facility bonds, and that's going to be paid off here in about a year and a half.
That's awesome.
That'll give a chance for some TIF revenue to pass through those TIF areas to come back to the governmental entities, which are one of those will include Wayne Township schools.
That's a lot of information, a lot of stuff going on. But you know what? It starts really in school when kids get involved in stuff. Our kids involved in some things, and we keep a track of some of those things.
What's it called?
What's it called?
What the kids, Sam, you want to do this?
The kids work on stuff. They put it on there. What to put on? Yeah.
Well, spring break starts March 21st, and it goes through April 5th. And I'd like to say thanks for the support at City Barbecue on March 19th. That was yesterday. And also, you could follow us on Twitter at WBDG. The Wayne Township Community Theater presents Much, Much Ado About Nothing by William Shakespeare.
It's not like my show, but I'm Dr. Butch not here. But go ahead.
The shows will be March 20th, 21st, 27th, 28th at 7:30. And March 22nd and 29th at 2:30. And also, the WBDG 4949 Marathon is from May 15th through the 17th. And also, March is Disability Awareness Month. And good luck to the Ben Davis Choirs at State.
And that will be another edition of...
The Big Ball!
That's a hot button right there. Dr. Bush, you got studio time coming up when you leave here.
I'd be remiss if I know you had Mike Wells and Dr. Tara Reinhardt in here a few weeks ago, and I'd be remiss if I didn't say a huge thank you to our special services department, all of the people that are here to serve our students and with disabilities. And we had a great Dare to Dream Awards.
Push that magic button. That's awesome.
Just amazing.
And before I get back into the legislature and politics, you mentioned earlier our Ben Davis Choirs were at State.
Yeah, they're having breakfast this morning in our Hall of Champions. Our premieres, premieres and sounds are both still moving forward. And if you've not had a chance to see their show, it's just absolutely amazing. The talent that we have in this school, not only in the classroom and our athletics, but in our performing arts, is just incredible. And so good luck to our choirs this weekend as they're representing Ben Davis High School. They're going to be down at Center Grove this weekend actually performing, and we wish them the very best because we've got just an amazing show this year.
You think about Vegas, you think about New York and Hollywood, and Bree Cooper, she's in New York. Our producers have fun up there.
So
my big man Sam's here. Yeah. So, but you don't have to go to Vegas. You don't have to go to New York to see some good, clean, I mean, really honestly clean, great entertainment. Our choirs. I mean, it is showtime. They really are good. And it's good.
You know,
they're good.
It is excellent. I had the chance to go see Little Shop of Horrors not too long ago with our student performance. Our bands are absolutely incredible. Matter of fact, thanks to our bands for performing for the upcoming National Conference for Education of Black Children, which is being held here in Indianapolis next month, and welcoming guests from all over the country.
Yeah.
Just so very proud of all of our students, and that would not be possible without all the support of our community, and we do have some incredible talent, and we've recently reached out to our seniors, seniors being 65 and over residents here in Wayne Township, and asked them to come on in. We've given there them a go. VIP pass. They can come watch our activities for free because we want to get them involved. We want them to see the amazing talent of our boys and girls, our men and women here at Ben Davis High School and Ben Davis University High School and all of our schools, really, because, golly, it's just, I'm in awe every time I watch our kids perform, just the talent that we have here.
That is so huge. And if folks watch TV and listen to the news, and I'll just say it, you know, sometimes news just, I just want to cut it off because it's nothing but negative information. Uh-huh. And to come here to see these kids, to be around these kids, and not just the high school, but junior high school, and see all these kids, 99.9, I say, doing the right thing, having fun, learning. Right. Oh, man, it's so rewarding. And I'm not super, super, just maybe 60. But it's like when you see it, you feel good about the future. And it kind of like once you want to leave the TV off and just come to the schools, come to the events, and you see things, oh, man, we're going to be all right.
Yeah. You know, and so we've been talking about telling our story, and nobody tells our story like we do. And when you leave it up to mainstream media, and we have some great partners in all of our media outlets here in Indianapolis, but when you leave it up to just following on what you see in some of that mainstream media and not getting involved, you don't get to see what's really happening. Right. And so that's why we encourage people to volunteer, to come to our events, to get engaged with our students, because we have some really amazing people that are inside of these buildings.
Right. One thing about folks, and as you grow up, and I'm probably talking to older folks now, when you grow up, you know, when you get these jokes, it's like Mountain Dew. When you see these kids, they give you a kickstart. And when you get it every day, now I see why teachers teach. I really see why teachers teach and administrators and admin. It's because when you're around, and I know from personal experience, when you're around these young people, that's a jolt. It is. It just keeps you going. And I mean, and when even when you retire, you come back, you give your time because it keeps you going. It's just an awesome feeling. I don't care what nobody says.
Well, these, you know, no matter what your involvement is, whether you have children in our schools or not, these are our schools. If you live here, if you have gone here, if you have any connection whatsoever with Wayne Township, then you know how important it is to give back and make sure that we're providing everything possible to help our young people to be successful. And that's what this community does. That's what our alumni do. You talk about me not, you know, being surprised that I'm here and not wanting to be anywhere else. And it's because of the people, Emerson. It's not because of anything else. It's about the people that I get a chance to interact with. We had the opportunity a couple weeks ago to recognize 5 new members of the Alumni Wall of Fame. What an amazing group of individuals. Wow. And you know, and they started here. They got their foundation here at Ben Davis High School, and the things that they've done are just phenomenal.
Folks, that's a lot of information on that wall. A lot of knowledge, too. Woo, a lot of experience. Speaking of information and knowledge, legislative update, just a couple of things. We're living one of the updates, the update on the ISTAT.
Yeah, I had a chance to meet with Superintendent Ritz this week, she is really working hard with our General Assembly to figure out where our assessment system goes. And we know right now our students are in the middle of the ISTEP testing window, and iRead 3 is going on, and the test is much harder than it's ever been, much longer than it's ever been, and the pressures are up, and some of our students are feeling those effects physically. We've seen some students get physically ill and you know, just stressed out and teary-eyed and crying and all those kinds of things that are happening. And one of the things that we've been talking with Superintendent Ritz about is the reduction of the amount of testing that our students are doing. We know we need to be held accountable. We know that we need to have a benchmark that and an assessment that helps us to know where our children are. And those things happen every single day in the classroom. But there's a feeling across the state and I think across the nation that there needs to be an assessment that will help us to identify the strengths and weaknesses that are happening with our children and in our classrooms and across our state. So in order to do that, the current proposal that came out with the RFPs was $133 million a year to test our children. That's an awful lot of money, and that's money that can be spent elsewhere. And yesterday, there's a couple of proposals that came out, one from the State Board of Education, one from the State Superintendent. Both are about half of that, which is, I think, a positive thing. Yeah. We're looking at getting rid of assessments in K-1 and 2, which was one of the things that was on the proposal. I think we're looking towards eliminating those assessments at the state level. We're also looking at making some changes. We know that, you know, some people still remember the graduation qualifying exam, which used to be that gateway examination to graduate from high school. And then we moved to ECAs in algebra, biology, and English 10. And those are now going away. There's going to be a college and career readiness assessment. We don't know what that's going to look like yet. Currently, it looks like AccuPlacer is going to be the company that's going to be, at least they've won the RFP at this point. We have Pearson, who has a couple different assessments that they've won a part of that. And then you still have CTB McGraw-Hill looking at some of those assessment pieces that have been awarded by the state. But we're looking at grades 3 through 10 instead of 3 through 8 like we have now for comprehensive assessments, and then a college and career readiness assessment that would be given to probably 11th and 12th graders as they're looking at moving out of high school.
Wow. And folks, you thought all you had to do was wake up in the morning, dress your kids up, and get them out to school. And you wonder why. And then in the townships now, I'm a homeowner. We don't pay the kind of taxes we used to pay for our schools. And then when state government doesn't give the schools the kind of money that I think we deserve, but we still got to teach. Mm. Wayne Township can't stop teaching just because funds don't flow the right way.
Right.
So the mechanisms that are set right now, I believe they call it the state's complexity index, those funds help us do what we're doing. And when you talk about doing what we're doing, and I was just magic button time, 94% graduation rate, 2013-14, that's magic button. I mean,
that's magic
button.
Hit that magic button.
That's awesome. And then to do it with what we have, And we still got to perform no matter what, though.
Yeah,
and we need help.
One of the things that, and I share this a lot, Emerson, that 94% graduation rate didn't start last year. That didn't start with the class of 2014 entering their senior year of high school. That starts in our preschool programs. That starts in our elementary schools, K through six. That starts in our junior high schools and our ninth grade center. And those are things that are comprehensive. Those are things, and you heard me say it a minute ago, the most important thing in this township, the most important thing in our community are the people that we have. And the success of our children is based on the people that are working with them each and every day. And that's why for us, funding is so very important, because about 92% of the dollars that we receive from the state go directly to pay for salaries and benefits. We put as many people inside of the classrooms, inside of our buildings, working with our children as we can so that we can help them to be successful. And that's what we want to continue on. That's why we're concerned about the funding that we currently have and the proposed funding that's coming up and the shortfall that we're facing right now. In 2007, we had an opportunity as voters. We had an opportunity as registered voters to make a decision on a constitutional amendment called the circuit breaker or property tax caps. We've talked about it often, but the perfect storm happened, because in 2009, not only did our taxes get capped, and as a homeowner, I loved it. I saw my taxes cut in half.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, our economy went down, and we saw a dip in our economy. So in Wayne Township, all of the properties in Wayne Township, not just the school district, but Wayne Township, we lost $1 billion in assessed valuation. And when you're talking about generating revenue based on property value and you lose $1 billion in property value, one-third actually, we went from $3.3 billion to $2.4 billion, that's pretty significant.
Yeah.
And so that's led to our $14 million reduction a year in property tax revenue, which is outside of, you know, those revenues don't pay for schools, but they do pay for things like school buses, and they pay for school buildings, and they pay for debt that we have, debt like, I equate it to my home mortgage. We have mortgages on our buildings. Now, I do want to put in a little bit of a plug for transportation, because that's one of the things that people talked a lot about this year was the changes in our bus stops. And we know that as cold weather happened, people had to walk a little bit further to their bus stops. And sometimes when the weather gets bad, we know that traffic is slower. People drive more cautiously. It slows.
Supposed to anyway.
That's right. It slows our buses down. Sometimes, you know, there's an accident that will slow our buses down. Well, for 2015-16, next school year, there's going to be a new app called Where's My Bus?
Ah.
Where's My Bus?
Hey.
That's right.
Yeah. That'll work.
So parents will be able to go in. Yes, parents will be able to go onto the computer. They'll be able to designate the distance from their house that they want to be notified, but they'll get a notification when their child's bus is getting close to the house. There will also be a mobile app. There will be a fee to that. That's not a Wayne Township fee. That's based on the company, and that's optional, but it will be free on the computer. People can go in, and they can track their child's bus in real time with the GPS that we have on each one of our buses.
That is awesome.
You know, it's great service. We know that our children don't need to stand out in the cold weather any longer than possible. Hopefully that will reduce some of the tweets and phone calls and Facebook posts that we get when the weather's bad, because that'll help folks to be not waiting at the bus stop quite as long.
That's cool. That's technology at its best, y'all. That's what I'm talking. Hey, now you have also stated that this is coming up to be, students want to know, they got spring break coming. That's their best time of year, besides summer. Mm-hmm. They understand that. But also, this is one of your best time of year. All the ceremonies come up, graduation coming up pretty soon. Tell us about that. Why is that so? You feel so good about that.
Yeah, you know, our students and our staff work so, so very hard. And this time of year is when we get to recognize all of those things. And we don't just have to wait till spring to recognize it, but we have formal recognitions in the spring. And that's where it's really fun. And throughout the year, we continue to have recognitions. We have a Thank the Ranks award that people can go onto our website and thank people all year long. But, you know, already in the last couple of weeks, I've had the opportunity to recognize our Senior Choice Award winners. And I say every single year, there is no greater award than the Senior Choice, because that's where our seniors actually pick and choose the adults that have made the biggest difference in their lives, the teachers that have made the biggest difference. So we had that just last week. You heard me mention Dare to Dream Awards. Mm-hmm. We had our MLK Awards, and what an amazing group of projects from our young men and women, recognizing the work of Dr. King and the ongoing things that have happened since his work began to find peace and acceptance. And so we've had Dare to Dream Awards and just Superintendent's Art Competition coming up. We have Top 30, and we'll have all kinds of building awards. Yeah. We continue to do our recognitions for academic achievements. This is just such a fun time of year, and everybody's happy when they get awards, Emerson.
Yeah, everybody. I agree.
People like to get plaques and trophies, and it's just a happy time of year.
I agree, and it does feel good to feel. To be recognized. I mean, a lot of times you work all year long and you do your job. You bust your buns, and then when someone comes behind you and just says, good job, it's great. I mean, one time I was standing somewhere in the late, great Bill Mays. I was standing somewhere talking. I was talking to somebody, and Bill Mays walks behind me, taps me on my shoulder.
The late Bill Mays.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And keeps on walking. Mm-hmm. Bill Mays, a founder of Mays Chemical.
Yep.
And he taps me on my shoulder and keeps on walking. I turn around. That was Bill Mays. That was so cool. He didn't say a word. Mm-hmm. He just walked by me, tapped me on my shoulder just to say hi, and kept. I was just so cool.
Yeah.
Speaking of cool, spring break. Now our kids are going to be going all over the place. I got some tips, and Doctor, you can throw in some tips also. But some will travel. Some will sleep in. Mm-hmm. some will probably just catch up on homework. Yeah, right. But but I got some tips, and. Find me a bed back here, maybe a bed, a small bed, but I got some tips. And there you go. And my tip number one, if they are worth it, they're worth it when you're sober.
Yep.
I mean, sometimes the kids make the wrong decision because they get alcohol involved. Mm-hmm. So don't do that. I mean, they shouldn't be drinking anyway. Now, how long, different states as far as drinking?
I'm not aware there's any states that are under 21 at this point.
That's what I thought.
I think they're all 21.
So you're going to drink water. I mean, especially if you're heading to the sun. You know, heading to the sun or the snow.
Have to stay hydrated.
Okay. Making memories isn't the same as making regrets. Mm-hmm. Now, because you do some things. Like, you seen the movie, was Vegas, whatever it was. They did the thing, and then the next morning, so what did we do?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you've been there, Mr. Producer?
Have I been to Vegas?
Yeah, no, you've been in a position where you did something you ain't supposed to use. Oh, how'd I do that? Why'd I do that? You ain't got to tell me right now, but.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
All right, you can go somewhere, tell a friend where you are going.
Yeah.
You've seen the movie Taken and all that crazy stuff. TV just imitates reality, I think. But you go into these places, exotic places, you know, let someone know where you're going. Mm-hmm. And, you know, this is not a tip, but it's definitely a tip. Stay with your friends. Stay in the group.
Yeah.
Don't go off by yourself.
I always encourage people to be with somebody else.
Don't go off by yourself.
That's right. Especially if you don't know where you're going, if you don't know the area.
Yeah.
Yep.
Make copies. Of what? Your driver's license, you've got a passport, you know, your purchases, anything, your ID. Make copies in case you lose it, because I mean, I was over in part of Florence, Italy, and they got the awesome police, national police over there, and I can't think of the name, but they're just awesome. And but I couldn't see, I couldn't make it. I wonder what would happen if I got put in one of their jails and over there could have no ID or anything. So, but keep your ID on you, make copies. You know, above all, be safe, because spring break is coming. Where'd you, when you was in college, where'd you go, Dr. Butts? What did you do?
Well, you know, my situation's a little bit different, because I graduated high school in Naples, Florida, and so all of my family
in Florida. Wait, where were you in Florida?
I went home. I went home for spring break. So I got, you know, when I was in high school, I was already there. So, but when I was in college, I used to just go home for spring break, and it was a, you know, pretty good vacation, because I didn't have to pay for any hotel rooms. I didn't have to pay for food. So matter of fact, you know, that's always been a good destination for us, even now, because I always love going to see my parents, and it's a real enjoyable time for us.
So. That is so cool. Mm-hmm. All right, Zach, Sam, what are you going to do?
Sleep, probably.
You'll be the sleeper.
Yeah, my main two things I'll probably do is sleep, Netflix, and then, you know, if it gets super nice in some of the days, I might, you know, go hiking on some trails at like Turkey Run or Brown County.
Uh-huh.
There are some great trails around here. Matter of fact, my wife and I like to go up Eagle Creek quite a bit. And it's, you know, it's local park here. It's part of the Indy Park system. There's some great hiking trails. We've been down to Bloomington. And, you know, our state park system is really an amazing state park system across this state. And that's cheap entertainment. And, of course, you know, there's lots of things to do here in town as well. We've got the zoo and the Children's Museum and the Art Museum and the Historical Society and all kinds of great things that people can do here. And really, really fun. And Emerson, I if you don't mind, I'd like to wrap us up just by reminding our folks.
What? No, you can't do it. Go ahead, doctor.
You know, I had, you were talking about recognitions and things, and I've told a story a couple times, and I'd like to just remind people, you don't have to wait to tell somebody you appreciate them. Mm-hmm. You don't have to be bashful or shy about letting somebody know how much you care about what they do for you. And I had the chance, this was a few years ago, I mentioned I graduated from high school in Florida, and I had a really wonderful math teacher, Algebra 2 teacher named Mr. Smith. Mr. Smith was a balding guy. He was kind of short and blinked his eyes a lot. And, you know, we all have those kind of characterizations of those teachers that we've had through school. And he still used chalk up on the chalkboard and was always licking his hands. And so he always had chalk all over his face. And, you know, one of those guys. But Mr. Smith, I knew I wanted to be a teacher. I knew that I wanted to be an educator. But Mr. Smith, just for me, really cemented that fact. And I watched him teach. And I wasn't real good at math throughout my high school career. But when I had him, it clicked. I connected. Mm. And that was powerful for me. And so I didn't tell him at the time. As a matter of fact, it wasn't until just about 3 years ago that I happened to be in a Barnes & Noble when I was home visiting my parents. And Mr. Smith was standing right in front of me. And I tapped him on the shoulder, introduced myself, reminded him who I was, because it's been a long time since I've been in high school. And I told him, and he's retired now, but I told him that I became an educator because of him. And that my success and the things that I have done were because of the things that he did when he was a teacher for me. And, you know, as a teacher, there is nothing greater to know that we've had that kind of an impact on one of our students. And I'm just sorry that it took me 25 or 30 years to go back and tell him thank you and to tell him. And he stood there and cried because that validated his entire career. Not just me, because he impacted a lot of other people, but for me to go back and say, thank you, Mr. Smith, and here's the impact that you had on my life. It shouldn't have taken me 25 years to do it, and I'm embarrassed that it did. But just to remind our students, I know they're taking off for spring break today. Mm-hmm. Don't be bashful. Don't be shy. Don't hesitate to tell people, whether it's the folks in the food service department, whether it's our custodians, whether it's our bus drivers, our administrators, our office staff, any our teachers. Make sure to tell them how much you appreciate what they do and the impact that they're having on your life.
That's so huge. So you know, so students, remember, when you're walking around the hallway and you see Dr. Butts, you're looking at a man who's walking his dream.
Mm-hmm. Every day. You
know, every day.
Every day.
And a dream. And so you talk about, kids wonder, do dreams come true? Ask Dr. Butts. And he'll tell you, yes, do. Hard work, persistence, persistence, hard work, your dream can come true. And that's huge. That's huge. Dr. Yes, Butts, thank you very much.
Emerson,
thank you for what you do.
Always a pleasure, and I appreciate the opportunity to be on WBDG 90.9 as often as I possibly can.
Hey, the big window, bum rush the show, anytime
you want.
And now, to the parents and to the teachers, our students have so much to give. You must teach them to be investors in themselves and others. What you give out, what you're going to be giving back. And students, remember, your future is in the hands of the ones you hang with. It's okay to be a copycat like Dr. Butt. Just copy the right cat. And young man, be a man. Pull up
your pants.
I can't stand sagging. You're sagging the mind. You're sagging your hackies. I mean, even on the beach, you shouldn't sag. Just wear your beach. Wear your no, get it. Call the police.
I keep telling our students they need to be hip surgeons because there's going to be a lot of hips
that
need to be replaced.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yep.
There's a job waiting for you out there because you not go ahead. The views of Press of School Talk. That's it. If you was in with your Wayne Township, Giant 90.9. My views are my guests and my guests and my guests and my guests only and my guests and my guests with Dr. Best. And those are my views. So enjoy your spring break and see you when you get back on your time.